The next patient is Mr. Kenneth Gardner. The last name is G-A-R-D-N-E-R. The first name is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. This is the clinical case of a 82-year-old white male dad. Has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The patient used to be a stage 3A, but after the number of procedures from the cardiovascular point of view that were done, the patient has shown some deterioration of the kidney function that is getting better. The serum creatinine during the last visit was 1.8, this time is 1.6. The estimated eGFR went up to 40 mLs per minute. And the protein creatinine ratio was not done. The contributory factors are the nephrosclerosis associated to hyperlipidemia and the hypertension in the past. The patient has a history of valvular heart disease as well. Number two, anemia. We haven't improved the anemia since the last visit, despite the fact that the patient is taking iron pill. We are going to change the iron to new iron, NU space iron, 150 milligrams PO every 12 hours. Following number, the patient remains with orthostatic hypotension that is treated with the administration of midodrine in combination with Furoset 0.1 milligram on daily basis. The prescription was called to the office. The blood pressure today is above 100 millimeters of mercury systolic, period. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, the patient has a history of proteinuria that has to be reassessed. Following number, the patient has a history of atherosclerotic heart disease recently admitted to the Manatee Memorial Hospital in Bradenton, where the patient had a Watchman procedure and a cardiac catheterization with a stent placement and a clip placed in the mitral valve because he has a mitral insufficiency. The patient has ischemic cardiomyopathy. He's feeling better. He has more stamina, despite the fact that the anemia is not corrected. Following number, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism, and following number, BPH, that is without exacerbation. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup.